Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Well, let's see how we get through this today, shall we? It's good to be back. Thank you to everyone who sent messages on social media, on email, on text messages, all of it. Thank you so much for your well wishes and prayers. They were felt. I appreciate it. This is day 5 after testing positive, so I'm technically still positive for COVID-19. Don't get too close to the microphone. The air could breathe through the podcast onto you. Is that possible? And so we'll see how it goes. The first couple days were out of control rough. And good news is that I'm feeling better, but my wife just tested positive. So there's that. Yay. And so we'll see. Later today, if you follow me on my social media accounts, you'll know whether I test positive or negative. I'm going to go for a test on day 5 as the quarantine still continues. I mean, you're on, you know, a lockdown at least 5 days after testing positive. Those are the rules. That's COVID protocols. I got it. I'm following the rules. So we'll see how that turns out. But thank you so much for all the well wishes and prayers. I really appreciate it. Let's try to get through a Chewing the Fat today. Should be fine, I guess. I mean, welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So it does appear as though Omicron is making its way through the world. Everyone will have it at one point or another. Let's just hope that it isn't as serious for as many people as the other variants have been. I mean, thousands of employees at the airlines are out with COVID. They're now telling people at the hospital, hey, I know you've got COVID, but we need your help. The ones that we didn't fire, yeah, we want you to continue to work. That'll be fine. We have, we know that the COVID home tests now, which are like $25 for two at, that's what I paid, which is, you get two of the Binex Now COVID-19 tests for $25. So $12 each are going to be covered, I guess, by health insurers. So if you have insurance, good. You're going to get COVID-19 tests, I guess, like 8 per month. So that's good news. There's plenty of free places to get a test around, thanks to the government, which is wonderful. I mean, they're doing a bang-up job on making sure that everyone is able to get your test. See, that's why. I mean, I really didn't want a test. I mean, I know you got to test. You have to. I know that. But I just didn't want to know. You know, I mean, I knew, but I didn't want to know. You can quote me on that. I knew, but I didn't want to know. And so, you know, when it came back positive, I know. I got it. I knew it was. But I didn't want to know. And now that I know, you got to do something about it. Right? You have to. It's just the way it is. I know. We had the one teacher in Texas here putting her kid in the trunk because he's got COVID-19. Mom, come on now. I know people are trying to say that she's a wonderful teacher and we love her, but she was at a local drive-through testing site and she had her kid in the trunk, and now she's being charged with endangering a child. No kidding. He's in the trunk of a car. I realize that, you know, everything, kid's probably fine in the trunk, right? I mean, who among us hasn't gone for a ride in the trunk of a car every now and then. But I'm just saying, come on, Mom. What kind of parent, really? Are you that really? Are we considering you a great teacher because you're such a great parent that you love your kids so much that you put them in the trunk of your car because he tested positive for COVID-19? No thanks. You're the mom. You're supposed to be okay with that. Just really, really weird. And for once, and I really despise this, but I agree with our president, Joseph Robinette Biden. I know. He's having a good day, so he's out talking to the press outside on the lawn in D.C., and he's got the mask pulled down below his mouth. And you know how stupid that looks on people. It doesn't have anything to do with wearing a mask. I don't want to get into the masks are stupid argument with this. He's going to wear one, period. That's just the way it is. We know that. But we all agree that these people on TV that have the mask down underneath their chin, it's hanging off their ear, looks stupid. And he admits that as he's beginning to talk to the press.
I've been able to do, as I'm able, this looks stupid, I've been able to generate significant federal help.
Yeah, and he takes it off, which is good. And he is happy and that he's able to generate significant federal help, which, by the way, that's another agonizing part of the story as well. But I will say that I finally agree with our president, Joe Biden. It did and does look stupid hanging down your face like that, Joe. Yeah, I will say the one effect that the Omicron or the COVID-19 had on me is that my voice is okay, but when I start getting animated, it starts going off again and getting bad. So I'm going to try to be, you know, less animated with my voice, because if I start getting excited, that could happen. So I don't want that to happen at all. While we were down for the count, or at least I was, and I got messages from a whole bunch of people who have had it or have just had it, just got it, just tested positive, all the tricks of what medicine to take, what medicine not to take, who to call, where to call. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It meant a lot. I really do appreciate it. But we had recalls. I mean, what is happening? Sure, inflation, whatever. So what? At least it was only like 7%, right? Just the highest level that it's been since 1982. Don't worry about it. So what? It's only costing you an extra $5,000 so far a year. That's all, though. And on top of grocery shelves, you know, being thin due to shipping delays and product displacement. Yeah. Well, there's also recall displacement, which is thousands right now, a couple big recalls happening, thousands of pounds of ground beef sold at major retailers recalled because of E. coli contamination. Well, possible E. coli contamination. Are you willing to take a shot? Yeah, maybe. Interstate Meat Distribution Incorporated, a Clackamas, Oregon establishment, is recalling approximately 28,356 pounds of ground beef products that may be contaminated with E. coli. You know, that's what the USDA has said. Hey, the raw ground beef items were produced on December 20th. The products subject to recall and the labels can be viewed on their website, no problem. The items were shipped to retail locations in Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. Plenty of other states not mentioned there have good ground beef. So if you live in those other states, don't worry about it. You're fine. And you're probably fine in those states that I mentioned, but be careful. Okay? Now, if you are concerned about an illness, you should contact your healthcare provider. And you know what happens with E. coli. Yeah, dehydration, bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, 2 to 8 days, only 3 to 4 days on average. Yeah. So if you have it 2 to 8 days, you're anywhere in that window, you're fine. Okay. If you experience these symptoms, don't forget, contact your medical professional. All right. We also have a huge recall of, and this is sad. This is, I don't know how I'm going to get by, is Dole Fresh Vegetables is a new salad recall. Wait, what? I'm not going to be able to get my Dole salad? No, say it isn't so. Yes, possible Listeria contamination. I know. It's so they're recalling the salad mixtures containing iceberg lettuce that were produced at their facilities in Springfield, Ohio, and Soledad, California. The recall was issued after some equipment used to harvest the iceberg lettuce tested and found to contain Listeria. Ah! Oh. So products being recalled include the Dole-branded mixed salads, which is, I mean, who doesn't love that, as well as salads produced under different brand names, including Marketside, President's Choice, Kroger, and Little Salad Bar. The products to recall from Springfield, Ohio facility, they have the product codes and the California, they give all the product codes that you can find on the website. Now, the list of states where the salads are sold, really, they should just give you a list of the states that they're not sold in. There's a whole, I think there's like 36 states that they're sold in. So if you, you know, if you live in a state that isn't Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, South Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. And I think I said South Dakota, but it meant North Dakota. So if you're in a state that I didn't mention, you should be fine. Have your Dole salads. 72 varieties of packaged salads are included in the recall. So the FDA says throw them away. How about take them back and get a refund, please? That would be fine. And don't forget, it wasn't that long ago that Dole recalled some 180 variety packaged of salads. So Dole is, man, they need to clean the machines. And plus, it's just another excuse to, you know, not eat salad. Okay, I'm in. Let's go to the break room, shall we? I desperately need something cold to drink under this COVID protocol window. Oh my gosh. It really seriously is good. So we found out that, I guess, so far, the Oscars are still on for March 27th of this year at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, televised live coast to coast on ABC. The nominations are due February 8th, so, you know, we have that to look forward to. But we don't know if we're going to have a host. Well, according to the latest news from the Academy and Motion Picture Arts and Scientists, they will have a host, or maybe hosts, plural. You know, we had Kimmel do the last, I don't know, Kimmel did 17 and 18, and Kevin Hart was supposed to do the 2019, but some old tweets resurface, so we can't have him host an award show because of an old tweet. So we'll see what happens. They claim that they're going to have a host. The announcement came from Craig Erwich, president Hulu Originals and ABC Entertainment. That's a good gig. And Craig, you need to call me because I've got some really good ideas for you. And you know what I watched? Speaking of that, I watched, while I was, you know, down for the count, I watched a number of things, got caught up on a few shows, but I watched Old Guard again on Netflix. I like that show. And that show is set up for some great series afterwards. And we continue the movie. Right, they end it so you could continue the movie as is, because the one lady comes back, the crazy lady comes back, or you could go on and make it into just a series and show them saving different lives. Right, it was just anyway. Craig, call me. We've got some, there's some ideas. I know you're Hulu and ABC and Old Guard was Netflix, but we'll work out something, okay? No problem. We'll get to you. No problem. Anyway, good news that, yay, the Oscars. We can't have the Oscars without a host. That just couldn't happen, right? Right. Okay, so, oh man, who died today? Seems like forever since we last talked. Okay, so sure, we had Bob Saget pass away. They found him inside an Orlando hotel room. Very sad. He was 65. I see where they're not even going to know the cause of death for, it may take the coroner 10 to 12 weeks. 10 to 12 weeks? Come on now. They already said that there was no really look of foul play, no drugs or anything. The way he was sitting in the room looked like it was a heart attack. It takes the coroner 10 to 12 weeks in Orange County to complete? Come on now. TV show will get it done in 55 minutes. You know what? I'll give you a couple hours. Let's wrap this thing up. Let's go. 10 to 12 weeks, man. There must be some COVID issues in Orange County coroner's office. And we had Robert Durst die, the real estate tycoon, died from a cardiac arrest while he was serving his life sentence for murder. But first and foremost, the who died today is Magawa, the African giant pouched rat. You remember Magawa. We talked about Magawa when he received the Medal of Honor for his mind-clearing work in Cambodia. Yes, you got him. Yeah, well, they made him retire, and then he died. So Magawa got his gold medal, and he was he helped locate over 100 landmines and other explosives for deactivation. It's said that he could clear a tennis-size area in about 20 minutes. And, he was trained with Apopo. I know. That's the place where they train him. Apopo. It's these people who train rodents to sniff mines. Anyway, he was born in Tanzania, and they trained him. And it's estimated 6 million landmines exist in Cambodia. Wow. That's pretty amazing. So, sad. So he was playing with his usual enthusiasm that Magawa had. And then this last weekend, he started to slow down and he napped more and he showed less interest in food. And then he died. Oh, no. So we lost Magawa. Very sad. The thing is that I read this and I'm thinking, why did they make him retire? He was slowing down. Okay, so it took him, 30 or 40 minutes to clear a tennis court size area. Keep working. That was his purpose in life. You took his purpose away. Instead, he's just in his little Magawa cage, running around his little treadmill, trying to pretend like he's having fun when he could be out sniffing landmines. Don't retire, all right? He retired in June. And he just died. 6 months later, he's dead. Sad. Don't retire. Keep working. Speaking of that, I see where Ron White, the comedian, is talking about retiring. He claims this is his last year. He did an interview saying, this is the last year. It's time for me to put it down. I got a big year coming, and then that'll be it. Okay. He claims I'm in a good place in my life and comfortable with my decision. I think I need to send Ron the story of Magawa, the mind-sniffing rat, forced into retirement and then dead 6 months later. Ron, don't retire, bro. Okay, don't do it. So he's living down in Austin. He's made a bunch of money. His blue comedy, when the Jeff Foxworthy blue collar comedy tour was so good. I met them all on the blue collar comedy tour. We had them, talked to them, interviewed them, met them all, went to the shows. And then Ron and Larry the Cable Guy, did some separate tours. Really funny and had fun interviews with them. It's going to be, it's sad. I'm going to have to try to talk to Ron. Maybe that's what he wants. He'll make a bunch of money this year and then he'll go down. He lives in Austin now, I guess. So he's just hanging out in Austin and, you know, loving Texas. So he's a Texas boy. So, okay, good to go. But Ron, don't forget the story of Magawa, the mind-sniffing rat. You could go down at any minute, bro. Don't retire. So I'm guessing this is good news. I mean, it sounds good on the surface. So Bank of America has decided to make life, according to them, a little less difficult for account holders without, you know, big piles of cash. They're going to reduce overdraft fees from $35 to $10. Okay. They're also scrapping a $12 non-sufficient funds fee for bouncing a check or making an automated overdraft, and will eliminate transfer fees for its overdraft protection service. So we'll see. Capital One announced last month that it was eliminating overdraft fees altogether. PNC Bank introduced a 24-hour grace period on overdraft penalties. I mean, that comes, and then JP Morgan said, "Now you know what? We're going to increase our charge. Yeah, it's good. Well, we used to charge $5. Yeah, no, we're going to make it 50. Yeah, no, we're going to charge more. Okay, there. I mean, no, all right, no problem. I hate overdraft fees. Well, Jeff, just don't overdraft then. Okay, all right. It's just that simple. That is free freaking money for the bank. It's damn near criminal the way they do it sometimes. And I know it's not, you know, I should be, you know, you have to follow, you know, I don't know. Don't spend the money if you don't. But the new way it works, we've been over this a few times on this show. It just drives me crazy. Another thing that they like to do. All right. So this is where they, you know, this is free money to them. It's just free money. All right. Just as an example, let's say you have it set up in your bank account to automatically throw money on a certain date into a savings account. Okay. Now that savings account is a separate account inside the same, obviously, banking system that you have. All right. So, but you have it set up so that it's there. It's separate, but it's part of what you're seeing. Now, if you were to overdraft the account that money comes from, they don't pull it from that account. You have to move it yourself, okay? So, all right, so no problem. So now let's say that by automatically moving the amount from your, let's say, checking account, your main account, into your savings account, throws your checking account into a negative number, right? Okay, so now, instead of saying, oh, no, we're only going to take what doesn't throw you into negative, or because it throws you into negative, we are not going to take the money out until you make it so it's not negative, they just alert you and say, hey, this particular withdrawal threw you into a negative. Do you want to move the money back? Nope. They just charged you an overdraft fee because you're in the negative. But they're the ones. It's just amazing to me. I mean, that's just free money. It's criminal what they do. So it's good. And you know what? It is good news that they're eliminating these fees. And so we'll see. I know that, there might be regulation coming that the banks are trying to avoid from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But we'll see what happens with that. I mean, according to this report, overdraft fees, all right, banks make $15.5 billion a year on these charges. 80% of that $15.5 billion comes from just 9% of customers who get dinged repeatedly. So that's a small amount of people giving the bank a lot of free money. It's criminal. Criminal. I'm glad they're taking care of it now that I'm thinking about it. Because we've talked about it before. You know, back in the day when you could, it's called floating a check. Do you mean spending money you don't have? Yeah, kind of. So if you knew your paycheck was going to go into the account on, let's say, Tuesday, but you needed some money on Monday, so you write a check and you get cash for that check on Monday, but the place that you wrote the check at doesn't put your check into their system until late Monday night, and it doesn't even goes to their bank, and then it gets to your bank, so it doesn't even get to your bank till Wednesday or Thursday, and by that time, you have money in the account to cover that check. Apparently, that's, you know, they wanted to get around that floating check system. So now, when you, and we've talked about it before, so if you swipe your card, they don't take the money out of your account, but they hold it, all right? So you still technically have it in your account, but not really. It's still in your account because the company that you swiped your card at, no matter what the company is, has to ask the bank for the money, all right? So if I spend, you know, it's 10 bucks at Walgreens, and so in my bank account, it says 10 bucks at Walgreens, but it doesn't show that it's taken the 10 bucks out of my account because Walgreens hasn't asked for the money. But the bank is just waiting for them to ask for the money. And so it's making you think, because they can't take the money out of your account, but they can pretend like it's not there. And so you have available balance. It's just... You know, what happened to, why can't you float checks anymore? That's the real question, damn it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Almost went off the deep end there. Oh, man. Okay, I got to settle down. I can't get animated. Okay, I got to calm down. All right, so let's just remind you that you can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR, on Getter at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat at YouTube. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Just remember, also, I see where the World Economic Forum released their annual Global Risk Report, which will be highlighting space-based conflict, cyber attacks, and differences in the post-pandemic economic growth in rich and poor countries. Man, that sounds like a good read. I'll tell you that. Before I read that, though, I would go ahead and read the new book by Glenn Beck, The Great Reset, Joe Biden and the Rise of 21st Century Fascism. Yeah, just go to glennsnewbook.com and get you a copy of that. And then once you're done with that, you can go ahead and dive into that World Economic Forum Global Risk Report. And you just may help you understand it a little bit better. All right, so I know I've been in quarantine and lockdown, so I haven't been out and about. But apparently the new Maya Angelou quarter is out and about. The U.S. Mint started shipping it earlier this week. So it should be out there. Yay! I know. She's the first of 20 quarter designs. We've talked about this for a while now. It's about damn time. There's going to be 20 of them over the next 4 years to give what they claim is a much deserved monetary face time to women. This year, four more of those women will make their way to your cash register. Sally Ride, the first female astronaut. Wilma Mankiller, the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Can't do without a coin of her. Nina Otero Warren, a New Mexican suffragist and politician. Definitely can't have the world of coins around without her on it. And Anna Mae Wong, a Chinese American actress. Man, can I not wait to get these coins? I just can't. And according to this, that... there's still the golden dollar coin, which features Sacagawea, still in circulation. I don't know. I feel like I want to say I have one of those, I think my wife has one. I feel like we have a second Chewie in the safe, but I'm not sure. And now I want one. I'm really bummed that I don't have a Sacagawea, Sacagawea, whatever her name is. You know who she is. And on a coin, but my Angelo is out there. So that's good news. You can look for that the next time you, you know, ask for change. Okay, let's, I'm starting to fade on my voice. It's going crazy, as you can tell. I see where my man, Alec Baldwin. All right, okay, we don't need the gunshot. Anytime I say his full name, it's been a chewing the fat rule now that whenever I say the full name of Mr. Baldwin, that, you know, you're going to hear the gunshot. So if I slip up and say Alec Baldwin, you're going to hear that. So anyway, he posted on Instagram, it's like a 4 or 5 minute video. I'm not sure that Alec understands. I don't know if he's taking all his meds, if he's on a new routine, if he's up the dosage or lowered the dosage, but he, you know, sometimes goes off on his little video rants, and this one was only like 5 minutes long, 4:57 or something like that. But he went on and dropping off his daughter at some friend's house, and he talked about a Splenda package that was given to him, just a packet of Splenda that had a little note on it from a fan that he claimed was a miracle. And then he wanders off and saying that it should be a good year and, you know, referred to the riots on January 6th. And he went on to put his little Splenda packet in his jacket pocket because he wanted to keep that forever. And that was so important that they found the Splenda packet. He found the Splenda packet. All right, whatever, Alec, no problem. It said on the Splenda packet, you are 100% true. Thanks for the laughs, something like that. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Somebody wrote him and it said, thanks for the laughs, good sir. Cheers to a new year. Love you. So I don't know why they found it. I guess a neighbor had found the handwritten note to the Hollywood actor on the Splenda packet that it was stuck in a drawer and I was supposed to give it to him or something. But he was, you know, pleased with it. And, you know, it was a nice little note, whatever. It's fine. He can be happy with this little Splenda packet note and how important the little things are. I got it, Alec. Oh, sorry. And then he goes on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's a miracle. One other quick note, any suggestion that I am not complying with requests or orders or demands or search warrants about my phone, that's bullshit. That's a lie. This is a process where one state makes the request of another state. Someone from another state can't come to you and say, give me your phone. Give me this. Give me that. They can't do that. They've got to go through the state you live in.
Yeah, you got to have the process.
It's a process that takes time.
Right, that's what I said.
They have to specify what exactly they want. You can't just go through your phone and take... You know, your photos, your love letters to your wife or what have you.
Right, you know, love letters to your girlfriend, what have you.
No, but of course, we are 1,000% going to comply with all that. We're, perfectly fine with that.
Are you? Are you?
But the, as I always say, consider the source, you know, the people that tell you that.
Do you always say that, Alec?
Cindy Poitier died.
Sorry. I got to stop that. All right. Back to Mr. Baldwin.
Poitier, one of the icons of this business, one of the kings, movie royalty dies.
Right.
And on the cover of the Post, they have other lies and bullshit and nonsense.
All right. That's enough of it. I can't take it. I didn't say it. Don't be pulling the trigger. All right, he was mad at the Post because they had their headline was "Why won't Mr. Baldwin help?" They used his first name. I won't, because if I say that it's going to shoot, the gun's going to go off. It's part of the podcast rules. You have to follow them. The title of the New York Post story is "Why Won't Alec Help?" Now, I feel like I thought the rule was if I said his full name, right? If I said blank, blank, not just the first name. We've got to revisit this rule. We got to just put the gun down for a little bit as we're talking about this story. Because he's doing everything that he can to comply because he's cooperating with the authorities in the shooting death of Helena Hutchins. And any suggestion that he's not complying with requests or orders or demands or search warrants is bullcrap. You heard him. It's a lie. He is complying. Of course, he's complying under the, you know, constraints of the law. I hate sticking up for him, but he's right. All right. Certainly he is complying, but you don't just give you everything you have. I guess in the eyes of, you know, the world, you're supposed to, right? You're supposed to, I want to find out what happened. This is a horrible incident. I mean, I guess we all kind of know what happened, don't we, Mr. Baldwin? Yeah, we do. And so to, you know, put the blame on someone else is, well, that's all you. That's all you. And so bless your heart. Bless your heart. But you keep that Found Splenda packet in your pocket. And you make sure that gets you through. Thanks for the laughs, good sir. Baldwin, thanks for the laughs. I mean, I like his work, but there's not a lot of laughs surrounding him. Just not a lot of laughs surrounding him. Whew. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.